Masechet Menachot Perek Hey Mishnah Vav Elu Tunin Tenufa Vehe Tunin Hagasha. The following required Tenufa to be shaken up and down, back and forth, but not Hagasha to be brought by the coin to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And in this Mishnah, we're not necessarily referring only to Menachot. Many of the things mentioned in this Mishnah are not Menachot. Lok Shemin Shal Metzorah Ba'ashama. The Lok Shemin of the Metzorah and his Ashram required Tenufa, but not Hagasha. This is brought by the Metzorah B'yom Taras, or after he is Nirpa from the Taras. Bahabikurim kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and Bikurim required tenufa according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Bikurim, the first fruit that is brought to the Beit Hamikdash, that is taken from the Shivat Haminim, and after it is brought to the Beit Hamikdash, it requires tenufa according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and we pass him like him. The emurei shame yachid b'chadei v'shoch shalahem. The emurei of a shlamim of a yachid. All shlamim besides the shlamim of the Kitzei Atzeres are shame yachid brought by an individual. And the emurah is a part of the shlamim that is burnt on the mizbeach. It requires tenufa together with the chaza, the shok. This is the part of the shlamim that is given to the kohen. Echad anashim, the echad nashim, be thrall avolobachim. Both a korban that is brought by an ish and by an isha require tenufa, but the tenufa must be done by a yisrael, by a male, not by others. Meaning, only an ish can do tenufa, not an isha. So even though a korban that is brought by an isha requires tenufa, an ish would do the tenufa. And so too, a korban that is brought by a guy, the guy himself would not do the tenufa. Instead, a Yisrael would do the tenufa for him. Uste alechem, usne kifsei atzeres. And the shtei alechem that is brought together with the shnei kifsei atzeres and shkua is also required tenufa, but not a gusha. Keter hu osa. How is the tenufa done on the shtei alechem together with the shnei kifsei atzeres? Noticing shtei alechem agavi shnei kvasim. The coin would put the shtei alechem next to the two kvasim. Umaneach shtei yadav momata, he would put his two hands underneath them. Molech umevi. He would be molech and mevi to all four directions. Male umori, up and down. Shenema. As the pasuk said, asher hunaf, basher huram, you need hanafa, which is molech and mevi, to bring it to all four directions, and then you need huram, up and down. Tnufa haisa b'mitzra. B'hagasha b'mar. Tnufa could be done even on the east side of the Azar. Well, Hagasha must be done on the west side. The Hagasha would be done by bringing it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Utnufos kodmos lahagashas. Those things that require both Tnufa and Hagasha, the Tnufa would be done before the Hagasha. Minchas Omer, or Minchas Knoz, Tunos Tnufa v'Hagasha. Minchas Omer, which is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, which allows us heat from the Tzvuah Hagasha, and the Minchas Knoz and Minchas Sota. They require Tnufa and Hagasha, and the tenufa would be done first. Lechem ha'panim, u'menchat nesachim lo tenufa v'lo hagasha. The lechem ha'panim, which is put on the shulchan, and the heichal, and the menchat nesachim, the mincha that is brought together with the korban, they do not require neither tenufa nor hagasha. Masechet Menachos Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Shlosha Minim Tunin Shalosh Mitzvot. Shtayim b'ko'achas v'achas. V'ashlishis. Rabbi Shimon said, the following three korbanos require three mitzvahs between them. Two of these mitzvahs you have by each one of them, but neither one of them would have the third also. Neither one of these korbanos have all three mitzvahs in itself. The three mitzvahs that he's referring to is tenufa chayim, tenufa done when the behemoth is still alive before the shechita, and tenufa that is done to part of the behemoth after it is nishchat, that's the second mitzvah. And the third mitzvah is smicha, to be somech on the rosh of the behemoth b'chol kocho, before Shechit. Beluhain, these are the three korbanot that he's referring to. Zivchei Shamei Yachid, the Zivchei Shamei Tzibor. Rosh HaMetzor, the first korban, is Shamei Yachid, an individual that brings a shlamin. The second is Shamei Tzibor, shlamin that is brought by the Tzibor. There's only one type of Shamei Tzibor, which is the Shnei Kifsei Atzeres, the two kvasim that is brought on Shavuot together with the Shtei Alecha. And the Ashram that is brought by a Metzor after he is Nirpa from his Taras. Zivkei Shami Yachid, Tunin Smicha Chayim, Utnufa Shchutim, Vein Behem Tnufa Chayim. Two out of the three mitzvahs we have by Shami Yachid, which is Smicha Chayim, Smicha that is done by the Balan or the Korban before it is Nishchat, and Tnufa after the Shechita, like we had in the previous mission, that by Shlamim Tnufa is done to the Chadei Veshok together with the Imurim. But there is no din tenufa chayim to do tenufa before the shechita. Zivkei shami tzipor, the shnei kifsei atzeres, tunen tnufa chayim ushchutim. They ben smicha. They require tnufa while it is still alive before the shechita. This also we had in the previous Mishnah. That, according to tnufa, to the shnei kitvei aser together with the shtei halacha before the shechita. And it also required tnufa after the shechita. Just like a shamei yachid required tnufa by the chadav ashok and the emurim, so too, tnufa is required after the shechita by a shamei tzibur also. But there is no din smicha by a shamei tzibur. The kohen would not be somach yadav on the roast of the korban before the shechita. And the din smicha is only by a korban yachid, not by a korban tzibur, with two exceptions. The sar mishdaleach on Yom HaKippur, the kohen gadol would do smicha on it, even though it's a korban tzibur. And a par helem dover shel tzibur, a par that is brought when the Sanhedrin makes the horah, that something in which there is a chiyuv kares for, is mutter. Most of the tzibur does the isra apid the Sanhedrin. In such a case, the Sanhedrin would bring a par helem dover shel tzibur, and the Sanhedrin would do smicha on this korban, even though it's a korban tzibur. But all other korbanot tzibur do not require smicha. Ba'asham mitzora, tarn smicha utnufa chai ve'ein bo tnufa shachar. The third korban that Rabbi Shimon is referring to that required two of the three mitzvahs is an ashram that is brought by a mitzvah b'yom tara, so after he is nirpa from his taras. And it requires smicha, since it's a korban yachid, the mitzvah would be somach yarav on the roast of the korban before the shechita. It also requires tnufa chai, while it is alive before the shechita. It requires tnufa, like we had in the beginning of the previous Mishnah. But it does not have tnufa shachar. There would be no tnufa done after the shechita, any part of the korban. So again, this korban requires two of the three mitzvahs.